Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Tarot from Tarot03.com. Today is November 17th, 2022. It's 8:04 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. I've been up since early this morning and conversing back and forth with a fella, this fella right here, that had my video, the nanofilament replication inhibitor in video. And I listened to some of it and don't want to repeat everything, obviously. It's just a 15-minute video. But I did want to share that same page. This is the only link that was in the description box back then in 2014. I got some chills listening to my voice from 2014 and talking about Revolution Radio. The reason I'm not at Revolution Radio anymore is because I couldn't say what I wanted to say, just like everywhere else. And this is one topic I could not mention. This is a topic that shut down Terrell's Research Group with 365 members. 65 administrators, and Nighthawk over at Revolution Radio helped me whenever everything was collapsing, and he really helped me a lot. But then he began putting a sock in my mouth and things I could say, couldn't say, and this and that. Revolution Radio is supposed to be the revolution, right? So that's a little bit of the history of this. Is a very controversial topic, and without repeating what's in the video, the question you guys ask me a lot is about dosage and things like that. Sodium borate is a lot like nanosilver. This little molecule, this little element, if you look in the periodic table, you'll see that boron is right next to carbon. Atomic number 5. And it's a miracle little element and little molecule, sodium, the delivery. And a lot of people believe that, I addressed this in the video, but I want to say it again, that 20 mule team borax, they think that this is soap, but it's not soap. It's an emulsifying agent. It makes soap work better. It makes a lot of things work better. And it's a weight chart thing. And generally, big people have bigger fingers, small people have smaller fingers, so a pinch, a little bitty pinch. The symptom you're looking for, if you're overdoing it, is it's an eighth of a teaspoon if you're 100 pounds, quarter of a teaspoon, maximum dose daily. If you are 200 pounds, doesn't take nearly that much. Just a pinch is all you need. And what I do is I take one pinch in my regular drinking water, my black cup here, it's 1 liter. I take one little pinch and put that in there in my drinking water 3 times a day. So just 3 teeny little pinches in my regular drinking water every day. So if I only drink one of these mugs a day, like in the winter time, then that three teeny little pinches go in there. In the summertime, when I drink 3 of these, one pinch in the morning, one in the noon, one in the evening, 2 dozen health benefits. And the rest, I do believe, is going to be shared. A lot of people ask me about the dosage, and it's weight chart, just like with nanosilver. This burns through your system very rapidly, just like nanosilver does. And that's why you have to, some people think that you can take the sodium, a pinch, put it in a glass, drink it, the whole thing, and that you're good for the day. It doesn't work that way. You're just, you're just staying hydrated. And you're keeping a teeny little bit in your body, and it does miracles. The next thing is, a lot of people want to run out to the health food stores and get because it's a supplement, and it's sold, and it's pretty expensive also. Thing is, most of what you get out of the pills is filler. I mentioned that in the video too, but I want to mention it here again. And it's not time-released. So you're going to get your dose in the morning, and your body's defenseless for the rest of the day. You're not getting the benefits. And that's why I know it's a mental block for a lot of people. They really can't see putting the pure sodium borate. What you get out of the 20 mule team box is 99% of pure sodium borate. Extremely inexpensive to mine and way pure. That's what you're looking for. And that's why it doesn't take nearly as much as what you see. You see, the pill's this big. How come I only need a pinch? Because there's only that much in the pill. It's a very extremely, extremely small amount. The rest is filler. Your body has to process those fillers. You don't want that in your body. So thank you very much for Jameth, am I saying your name right, for sending me this information. This is a copy of the video. And if you have any of my videos from the old my old YouTube channel that you want to send me, send them to me. This is, and you say, well, they're too big. WeTransfer.com. If you just go to, this is it, see it? WeTransfer.com. It's free. And you want to send a file, you just click it, put in your email address, put in the website email address at terrell03.com, or if you're a supporter already, the special email address set up for supporters, right? Put that in there, send the file. There's no such thing as a file that's too big. You can send gigantic files with this service, and it's free. So send it to me. I appreciate it very, very much. And that's what I have to share with you. And now I have a link that I can send to you because this was on my Terrell Blackstar YouTube channel that was deleted. So now I have a link that I can send to you, and this link will be put in the NanoSilver information. It'll be added back. So thank you very, very much again. And maybe some of my other videos that were lost, my own stupid fault, my apologies for that. If you have access to any of them, then send them to me, and I will make sure that, Jameth, I hope I'm saying your name right, that he has a subscription, survival group subscription for life. I greatly, greatly appreciate you guys helping me on this. So that's it, and now you can get on with the video on the nanofilament replication inhibitor. And that is to eat the legs off the nanobots that are in the hydrogels that are in the biological weapon vax. This was the video was made in 2014 because it is on the Candida topic and the replication inhibitor, because they've been spraying these nanobot components on us through the chemtrails all this time. There's a lot of very good information in there. It was more fresh in my mind back then after talking to this fellow right here, Billy Hayes, the guy that built over 200 of the heart facilities around the world. Really, really sharp guy, this guy right here. And I was fresh. He had set me down several times and let me know about what's going on with the real-world simulations and things like that. And very, very good information. Appreciate your support again. Get more information right here at terrell03.com. And this is a intro attached to my intro for the nanofilament replication inhibitor video. So get more information right here at terrell03.com. So whenever you order your NanoSilver, then there's a lot of information that's sent, and one of them is going to be a link to this video. Appreciate your support again. Get more information here at terrell03.com. And I'll see you on the full Earth Change report that I'm getting ready to make right now.
Hello, YouTube and newsletter subscribers. This is Terrell from terrell03.com. Today is September 22nd, 2014, and looking over some of my videos that I made, people making comments, and the Candida, treating Candida in the body, it's now becoming an epidemic in the United States. Extremely important that you do something about this. The simplest way, after doing the research, is the same answer as the nanofilament replication inhibitor. This is really the way that I found out about it and then began to explore the different health benefits of putting a little bit of borax in your system. And I'm going to put this down in the description box. Just go to boraxcures.com. Just go there and educate yourself. People say, are you telling me to take soap? This is not soap. You think it's soap, but it's not. You add this to your laundry, and it makes your soap work better. This is extremely, extremely good stuff. And I'm putting the link to this. And those that, for example, those of you that have lost your thyroid gland for one reason, your body attacks the thyroid gland, then one of the bad parts of losing your thyroid gland is the regulation, and particularly the regulation of calcium in your body. So some people are losing calcium. Their body is shedding calcium. It's the most abundant element in your body, and your body is shedding it because it thinks it's supposed to, because it doesn't have the regulator, which is the thyroid gland. So if you do not have a thyroid gland and you're having to take large amounts of calcium to neutralize that, then taking teeny amounts, we're not talking about spoonfuls, what I do is, I'm just telling you what I do, always consult your doctor and do your own research and then decide for what's best for you for yourself. That's what I did, and that's why I take it every single day in my glass that's right here beside me right now, my big tall green glass is insulated. It's the same glass that I use for taking my borax every single day of my life. I fill it up to the top, holds just about a liter of water. I put a pinch in the morning. And then in the morning, I wind up drinking this whole glass of water. And then again at noon, and then again in the evening. And it treated my candida condition, and it's decalcifying my pineal gland. So it's an antifungal, and it's keeping my body from shedding the calcium. And it has about 24 different health benefits. And for example, let me just give you a brief example, recent experience through a friend. One of the couple got a yeast infection. But the other partner did not get the yeast infection, even though being exposed to it all the time. How's that possible? The way it's possible is because one of them takes borax and one of them doesn't. If both of them took the borax, they would never have a candida condition. They would never have a yeast infection. They would not get the symptoms, the other symptoms, which is like discoloration of the toenails because you have a fungus in your toenails. Whenever you use this in your drinking water, then it goes into your bloodstream and it kills the fungi that are in your body, and it causes them to go dormant. Now, fungi in your body is a normal thing. You cannot kill all the fungi that's in your body, in your digestive tract or anywhere. It's part of the death cycle. The fungi is going to bloom and blossom and help your body to be reduced down to its basic compounds and elements. That's what the fungus does naturally as part of the death cycle. It allows all the nutrients in your body to be recycled most efficiently. That's what the fungus is there for. So you can't remove it from your body, but it does go dormant whenever you treat it with this antifungal, this fungicide. So I'm going to put this information down here. This does not need to be a long video, but I was answering questions and I just heard this from a friend of mine. Are you telling me to eat soap? I'm not telling anybody to eat soap, and I'm not telling you to do anything that I wouldn't do. And I wanted to make this video also, and I'm going to put it in the name. It's not going to have the regular name that you would anticipate of candida and stuff like that. It's going to be nanofilament replication inhibitor. This is another fantastic benefit of putting just a teeny amount of borax in your system. And again, you're going to go to borexcures.com and read. And, you know, this is just the front page. This is a big, giant website. There's all kinds of testimonies from people. And remember that this simple compound is prescribed by doctors to patients every single day. Tens of thousands of people are being prescribed what you can get out of the 20 mule team borax. And it's 99% pure. There's nothing else in there. It's not like that you can say, well, there's an additive, there's fillers, there's this and that. No, borax is so cheap when it's mined that it does not even make sense to put a filler with it. The borax is cheaper than a filler. It's great stuff. And in many countries, you cannot buy it. One of the reasons that it is great is because of the pH. 9.3. And if you're the problem with a lot of people is that their blood and their systems are acidic. They need the alkaline, the basic. This helps to bring your body closer to that neutral 7 pH. Very extremely, extremely good for you. And the best part, I mean, whenever you get beyond the decalcification of the pineal gland, the way that the way that it removes fluoride from your system. Give me just a second. Okay, yeah, that was my friend. I'll call him right back. Well, I kind of lost my train of thought now. The inhibitor. The great thing about this miracle product, if you want to call it that, is that it neutralizes the effects of chemtrailing. And when those of you that know what chemtrailing is, you think that you know what chemtrails are, you don't know. The chemtrails are connected to Rothschild, Rockefeller, Gates, eugenics. It's a program that's been financed for a very long time in the past and a very long time into the future. Nobody can stop it any more than you can stop the Federal Reserve. It's the same people, the banksters, it's the same people that are running this. And the chemtrailing, they're spraying you with nanomaterials. These nanites, it's actually the components that they spray on you. Nobody's going to spray a nanobot on you. It doesn't work that way. They only spray the components, the basic components. So what happens is you breathe this stuff into your lungs, and then it gets into the fluid, the fluid of your lungs, which is regurgitated upwards. Because your body, whenever it has formed particles, then it accumulates, and then it is expelled. It's expelled through the secretion, the fluid that you cough up. And then, like I just did, and what you do thousands of times every day, is you swallow that. When you swallow that, then it goes down into the acid environment of your stomach. And the pH of your saliva is basically, it's basic. You know, it's on the above 7 pH. And then what's in your stomach is obviously acidic. It's the acid environment that the nanocomponents are looking for. Then these nanocomponents begin to replicate. And we're talking about crystals at this point, crystals. These crystals, they grow in the acid environment. It's a replication process, and they grow to a predetermined diameter, which is somewhere between, on the small end, 5 to 10 nanometers. Remember, 80,000 nanometers is a human hair. And then on the upside, then you're probably looking at 30 to 40 to 50 nanometers. And then these little crystals, they form, and then they stop growing on the inside of your stomach. And then something strange begins to happen. On the corners of these crystals, you begin getting these nanofilaments. These filaments, they become the antennae and the arms of locomotion, if you will. What you have inside of your stomach then resembles very much a tick. It has arms and it has the core in the center, which is the crystal. And the legs, the appendages, are the antennae and the legs for allowing these nanites to move around inside of your body and to join together. And, you know, just imagine that there's a giant colony of ants inside of you, and they can hook together and they can create, you know, other things, bridges. They can create whatever the people that put those things in your body want them to create on the inside of you. So they don't need to RFID chip you. They have the nanites that are inside of you. They already know your respiration, your heartbeat from the inside. The things that you're saying, the things that you're hearing through your eardrums, the things you're saying through your vocal cords, they already know. The lettered agencies have been using that. And if you look inside the Dropbox folder for the newsletter subscribers, then there's information on NSA covert operations and how they've been using nanobots inside of our bodies since the mid-1970s. They're very proficient at doing that. However, when you put borax, and I'm not allowed to mention this at Revolution Radio. If I do, I'm going to get in trouble. I've gotten in trouble before, and I've been warned about it, and I can't do it. So I can speak with full liberty and freedom about everything else except for two different topics. The other is hooking people up with caverns to neutralize Black Star threats. Two things I'm not allowed to mention. Anything else under the sun, I'm allowed to. So I'm just going to make the name of this video Nanofilament Replication Inhibitor. And then when you guys ask me these questions during the radio shows, I'm just going to say, go to my YouTube channel and look at the video Nanofilament Replication Inhibitor. And it's going to be borax is the answer that I'm not allowed to say. I'm not allowed to use the word borax. Terrell's research group was shut down because of this. And Nighthawk is the one that came along and scooped us up, hundreds of members, 65 administrators, and he made us a chat room and blah, blah, blah. It turned out that it was costing me money just to keep the chat room going, and I had to turn it over to Deacon John, and then I had to actually take Terrell's research group down because so many of the people were being affected by the nanites inside of our body. So lots of my friends and my family, some of them died, members of my research group, and the symptoms, whenever they attack you using these nanites, first of all, it's like a puppet. You become their puppet, but the first string that goes on is the one that's attached to your head. They can't move your arms, your legs, or anything. They can only stand you up and lay you down. They can turn you on and turn you off, basically. And you have the same symptoms as adrenal exhaustion. You will be laying in bed for 15 hours at the time. That's how it begins. It feels like you have a flu, but you go to the doctor and they don't see a flu. They call it a quote-unquote mystery virus. They're going to call it a mystery virus. If they would look at your blood and particularly areas inside the heart, you will find nanos that are working together to create blockages. And you have to look using a electron microscope, though. You can't see them with a regular, because these things are so little. But they can be worked together. My friends, members of my research group, my administrators, they had blockages that were created in their hearts. And I'm thinking particularly of Texas Gene and others that on the first orbit cycle, 2012, they went to the hospital with Michael Owens, my mother, and 13 other people. The next year, they're having stents put in their heart. And they're found unconscious. The original group found unconscious, taken to the hospital. Then what happens is, like Stu Noodle and many others, their lungs fill up with fluid. I know exactly what that feels like. And then your body begins convulsing and you begin having heart attacks. People that never had a heart attack, we're talking about people that were only 25 years old and 34 years old whenever this happened. It's not just like the older people that are members of the group this happens to. But whenever you take the borax, then it's the filaments that cannot replicate. So they can still get the chipsets. Nothing I know removes the chipsets. Your body will do that naturally once the filaments can, and these things cannot maneuver around. Your body will eliminate the crystals by itself. They will be expelled from the body. But you have to stop the nanofilaments from replicating, and that's what you get with borax. And it's so simple, and you get 24 health benefits, and people that are resistant and don't want to do it, you know what I say to you? Don't take it, because you don't deserve to have the 24 health benefits. And so just let the nanites fester inside your body, and you just become wired into the matrix. If that's what you want, then go for it. But I'm not going to go that way. I know the difference. I take the borax. I have the benefits. I reverse the candida in my body, and I've seen it work for so many other people. I cannot get fungal infections because I keep this in my system. If you want to avoid that kind of thing, then you'll take it too. Okay, I'm out of time, but I want to make this video. I'll see you guys next time. Subscribe to my newsletter. See you next time.